Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Moon, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom.
Happy New Moon.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
How are we this evening? How are we this evening?
I'm good.
We're doing fantastic.
Amen. Amen. Ready to get into this New Moon service and praise the Most High. I look forward to this service every month now since we've been doing it. And, you know, I just consider it a blessing.
Amen.
I really do.
Amen.
We're going to have Sister Rachel be the official responder for the people on this evening. And so with that, I want everybody else to mute your phones. That way, you know, we won't have all the background noise and we'll proceed as we have agreed to. I pray that you have your grape juice or your wine, whichever you're going to use, your unleavened bread, your wafer, and a meal for this evening. If not, you know, we still go forward and participate. This is a affirmation to the Most High. He said if we meet him in the new moons, that he would meet us and that he would make sure that we have what we need in the coming month. And so we are, you know, going to be obedient to this. I was working on my shed outside, and then I think Sister Denise, I think it was Sister Denise that texted me and said, hey, are we having a new moon service tonight? I remember I said that we were the night before, but I don't know if I mentioned it last night, and we were just talking last night. But I'm glad that she went ahead and reminded me, because I probably would have been working on that shed until it got night and forgot all about this. And I don't want to forget about this. So I thank you, my sister, for that reminder, for even asking the question.
You're welcome.
All right, amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start this new moon service. I'm going to ask us all to go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, starting in verse 1. We're just going to get one verse because we got to understand, you know, the mindset that I want us to be in always when we're doing a new moon service is that, you know, the new moon service called for sacrifices, but we are to be that sacrifice today. And so I want us to always be mindful of that, that we want to present ourselves, that living sacrifice. So Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. So for all of the feast days where we used to offer animal sacrifices, we are to offer ourselves. And we have to understand that we replace the animal sacrifices. Messiah replaced the sacrifice for sin. But the peace offering, the goodwill offering, all of the other sacrificial offerings that are not for sin, we take their place. And so we are to present ourselves that living sacrifice, acceptable and holy unto the Most High Elohim. Let us open up in prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointed time with Yah, our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Elohim of Isaac, Elohim of Jacob, our Father. We fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, the Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yah, the Eternal One. Elohim of hosts, you are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people. In love, you are holy, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you, to honor, to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Rachel, you will repeat after me for the people. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohims.
Elohim of Elohims.
And King of Kings.
And King of Kings.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Let us go to Psalms 111. The book of Psalms 111, verse 10. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The book of Numbers, chapter 10, and verse 10. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offering, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, As thou didst deal with David, my father, and didst send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yah, my Elohim, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense for a continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings of the morning and evening, and the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast of Yah, our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. 2 Chronicles, chapter 8, verse 12 and 13. 2 Chronicles, chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbaths and on the new moons and on the solemn feasts three times in a year, even in the Feast of Unleavened Bread and in the Feast of Weeks and in the Feast of Tabernacles. A reminder to keep the commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, and verse 6. And you know what I'm going to ask you guys? When you have it, if you say amen, so I know that we're all on the same page. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 6.
Amen.
All right, amen. All right, thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. John chapter 14 and verse 15. John chapter 14 and verse 15. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 21. So let's drop down to verse 21. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua HaMashiach the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. and not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. A reminder of the gospel of the last days. Revelations chapter 14 and verse 6. The book of Revelations chapter 14 and verse 6. And we're going to get verses 6 and 7. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. All right. Revelations chapter 6 and verses chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear Elohim, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. The book of Revelations, chapter 19, verse 5. The book of Revelations, chapter 19, and verse 5. And when you have it, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our Elohim, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Starting in verse 13, and when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Second Corinthians. Amen. Chapter 6, starting in verse 13. Now, for a recompense or a reward in the same, I speak unto you, my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Hamashiach with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim, as Elohim has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separated, saith Yah, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith Yah, Almighty. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, starting in verse 1, and when you have it, if you say amen, we're going to read verse 1.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Elohim. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our HaMashiach. You have given us the beginning of months as a season of making amends and of atonement for our ignorant sin and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. Romans chapter 12. verses 1 and 2. And when you have it, if you say amen. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. And Sister Rachel, I'm going to want you to repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed
ahead,
are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And has enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
All right, amen, thank you. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Starting in verse 1. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Hebrews, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And give me a hot second here. Let me close my door to my office. Okay. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and with them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers Elohim will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, Yah is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith followed, considering the end of their conversation. Yahushua HaMashiach, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Yahushua also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, Elohim is well pleased. And Sister Rachel, you will repeat after me. We bless and praise you for your eternal counsels.
We bless and we praise you in our counsels.
You will have compassion upon your people.
You who have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. Lifting the praise of our lips. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you. We thank you for this new moon service, Yah. We thank you for letting us come before you and to worship you and to bow down and to praise your holy name. You are our Elohim, Father, and we just want to give you the praise of our lips. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. You are our Elohim. Hallelujah. And we will praise you with the thanksgiving and the fruit of our lips.
Forever.
The book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 5. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms chapter 81, starting in verse 1, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went through the land of Egypt, when I heard a language that I understood not, the blowing of the shofar. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast days, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. As the shofar blows, you should be giving the Most High praise and worship on your end. glory and honor and praise. To another, we will not bow down. And Sister Rachel, if you repeat after me. Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar. Oh, yeah.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of your shofar. Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance.
We shall walk in the...
In the light of your countenance.
In the light of your countenance.
Amen. The Shema. Shema Yisrael. Yahuwah Eloheinu. Yahuwah Echad. Baruch Shema Kavod. Malkoto. Laholam Vahed. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will have the Shema sung by these sisters. You know, if anybody can sing, I'm not opposed to letting you sing the Shema. And where did it go? Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
Hear, O Israel, Yah is our Elohim. Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. We will now prepare for the lighting of the menorah. To separate Rosh Kadosh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night, thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohim head dwells in Yeshua HaMashiach, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence shall be manifest through us. Let us go to the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 3, and then we will drop down and get verse 9. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. And let's drop down and let's get verse 3. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians, chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Elohim, or the Godhead, bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sins, of the flesh by the circumcision of HaMashiach. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Back to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. Colossians, chapter 1. And we're going to get verse 27 through 29. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. When you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Amen. Thank you. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is HaMashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in HaMashiach, Yeshua. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened, to know what is the hope of his calling, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with the might through his spirit in our inner man, that HaMashiach might dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of HaMashiach, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. Let us go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And let's get verses 17 through 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. That the Elohim of our Master, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us war who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And when you have it, if you say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that HaMashiach might dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of HaMashiach, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. These are the spirits that we are going to ask the Most High to bless us with on this evening. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, when you have it, if you say amen.
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 Thank you. Amen, thank you. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. And Sister Rachel, I'm going to have you repeat after me. I'll tell you when to respond. And let me get this ready. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Rachel, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Rachel, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you this night fill us, your people, with the spirit of understanding? And Sister Rachel, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you this night fill us, your people, with the spirit of counsel? And Sister Rachel, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? Sister Rachel, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? We receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah? And Sister Rachel, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah.
Thank you, Father.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. And we'll be getting reading Ezekiel 45 and verse 17, Ezekiel 46 verses 1 through 6. Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 17. When you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it shall be the prince's part. All right. Amen. Thank you. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feasts and in the new moons and in the Sabbaths, in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel 46, starting in verse 1. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut the six working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened. And in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter in by the way of the gate, or by the way of the porch, of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and of his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbaths and in the new moons. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath day shall be six lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram and the meat offering for the lambs, as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and six lambs, and a ram, they shall be without blemish. In the third temple, Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22. The book of Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22, and when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As for the new heavens, amen. As for the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. In this day and time, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. So as we can see by the scriptures, when the Most High creates the new heaven and the new earth, all the world will have to come from one new moon to the next new moon to worship him, and from Sabbath to Sabbath to worship him. In this day and time, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, if any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. When you have it, if you say amen.
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 Amen. Amen and amen. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. We've already read this, but we're going to read it again. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we need to remember this. This is what this day is all about. Honoring the Most High and presenting ourselves. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. Let us sanctify the month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessings and provisions for all our needs, in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all the nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let us all say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Rachel, respond for the people. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people Israel.
Who sanctifies your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
Okay, and continue to repeat after me. O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
For the sins that we have so ignorantly committed.
For the sins that we have so ignorantly committed.
We beg your mercy for our willful sins.
We beg your mercy for our willful sins.
And pray that you do not impute them against us.
And pray that you do not impute them against us.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you and seek your compassion.
We turn to you and seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercies.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Thank you. O Yah, Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. That you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient to ourselves or for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And all the people say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right. At this time, I want you to get your unleavened bread and your grape juice or your wine. I'm going to play a song, and then we will come back and we will do communion. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Everybody have your bread and your grape juice or your wine. And let me pour this real quick. All right, is there anyone that needs to have a new bottle or a new bottle of grape juice or wine blessed before we start? No? Okay. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Thank you. All right, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Verses 10 and 11. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing forth or in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified those who are being sanctified, for both he that sanctifies and those that are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. And when you have it, we're going to get verse 24. When you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. What I want you to do is I want you to take a piece of your unleavened bread, wafer or cracker, whatever you're using, and I want you to break off a piece as much as you're going to consume, because you got to remember, you got to eat it all. Whatever you take, you got to eat all of it. And I want you to put it in your left hand and place your right hand over it. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may eat the bread. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, HaMashiach, for sacrificing your body for us. And Sister Rachel, repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives for this month.
Amen. Let us bless the wine. Yah, so I want you to now take the grape juice or the wine, whichever you're using. Pour such as you're going to consume. Remember, we're not here to get drunk or anything like that. Pour such as you're going to consume in the cup, put in your left hand, and place your right hand over it. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yahushua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. That was John chapter 15 and verse 5. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 25. We just read verse 24, so we should already be there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And Sister Rachel, I want you to repeat this. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
And you may now drink his blood in remembrance of him.
Hallelujah.
Let us once again thank Yah for his salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your gift of redemption and salvation, Father. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. But you made a way out of no way. And you came and you sacrificed yourself for us, that we might be able to come unto you, Father, and we can glorify and lift you up on this day. And we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Obedience, Father.
Glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you and praise you for this redemption which you have provided in Yeshua HaMashiach. And
amen.
For all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf. And the victories which you have given us in our lives, both in at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior. And all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah Elohim, of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised. We give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you did not have to do it. You could have started over.
Thank you.
You could have destroyed all of us.
Thank you.
He said, I'm done with it. Hallelujah. But you loved us.
Praise your name.
We didn't love ourselves. Father, you made a way where there was no way. Hallelujah. I just want to take the time right now to thank the Father for keeping me safe, even though I came back positive with COVID. Did not allow me to suffer any symptoms. He has not allowed me to have a fever or anything of that nature, and that this thing is gone. And that I praise him for his holy name, because I went and exposed myself. Didn't even ask him, should I go and expose myself? And so I take all full blame for this, because I usually ask the Most High where I should go. And because it was a death, I just went.
Brother.
But I thank him for keeping me safe.
I
Hallelujah.
Thank him too, brother. I don't know what I was going through, but he brought me right on through it.
Mm, amen.
I didn't even know what was going on. Mm. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Mm.
Thank,
thank
you.
You.
Father, we lay all of our cares
thank
upon
you,
for you
oh,
care
yeah.
for us. And if we will just allow you, you will work
yeah.
everything out.
Yes, you will.
To our
Hallelujah.
Good. In a way that we don't even, we may not even know.
Don't know.
So we
Don't
always,
know.
Father, we thank you. And we thank you and we thank you. Thank
you. Little boy. Praise your
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. Thank
praise
you.
Your name.
All right. At this time, if there are no other testimonies, I pray that, you know, you have a meal, you know, with your family. We usually take this time to, you know, praise and listen to music and worship the Most High as we eat. I love praise music. I love praising the Most High. And so
yeah.
if you will go and get your meal right now, bring it back with you, and we will bless it. And, you know, we will just sit down as a family and just have this meal together. Amen?
Amen. Oh,
no. Amen. All right. I'm going to play a song, and hopefully everybody is back by that time, and then we will bless the meal, and then we will, you know, continue and wrap up this service. Let's see. What do I want to play starting off? Let me play something not too long.
The Bible says my king is a seven-way king. He's a king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's a king of Israel. That's a national king. He's a king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. Well, I wonder, do you know it? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his surely supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's august and he's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in high criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He is the cardinal necessity for spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. He is the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meager. I wonder if you know him. Well, this is my king. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him to you, because he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Yeah! 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 That's my key.
All right. I pray everybody's back.
Amen.
All right, amen. Let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you would bless this meal in the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's name's sake, amen.
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 All right, amen. So I'll go ahead and play some music while we eat.
I love you, y'all, and I live my voice. Besides you, and they know that you are the redeemer. I get so excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high. All praise to you. Up high, to worship you. My knees, all praise to you. I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation, only one that I can trust. You're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise to worship you. Bow down, all praise to you. Up high, to worship you. Yeah, I need you. I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, I need you, oh.
For the heavy heart. gotta have faith. It's life or the shadow for all your tomorrow. Knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it before you can see it. And you can walk on, cause he's making a way. Just gotta have some faith. You gotta have some faith. Searching for purpose.
All right. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and I want to lift up Sister Rachel and her family on this evening as a special prayer request that the Most High put on my heart. So if we can bow our heads and join together on one accord, let us go before the Father. Father Yah, we come before you right now, Father. Father, you are the great healer. You are the provider. You are the one who knows all things in the hearts of all men and all people. Father, look in on this sister and her family. Check her children. Admonish them. Bring them back to you, Father, that she might have peace in her heart and that her husband might have peace in his heart, that give the children peace in their heart, that they might come and lay down their lives before you and that they might worship you and glorify you, Father. Father, look into all the situations within this family and let your will be done, for you know what they need. Father, I petition you that you would look in on them and that you would fix every situation according to their faith and according to your perfect will. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let us go to the book of Numbers, chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. We're going to get verses 24 through 27. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you and set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless you and keep you. Happy New Moon, family.
Happy New Moon, brother.
Happy New Moon.
Amen. All right, that concludes our New Moon service. Today is Sunday. We will meet again on Tuesday for newcomers class. I pray that last night, did you get cut off or was it me?
We got cut off.
All right, amen. Amen. I was wondering what happened. I just went ahead and closed it down. I said, you know, I didn't know if it was me or whether it was on your end or what. But it might have been the program just ended.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's what it
was. The program ended.
All right, amen. All right, amen.
Amen. Good conversation last night, though.
Amen. I was still talking. I was like, hello. But it's all good. It's all good.
It is all good.
It's all good. I enjoyed you guys last night. And, again, I pray your strength, your help in the Most High.
Amen. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome. Amen. All right. Shalom.
Shalom, bro. Happy New Moon.
Happy New Moon. Amen.
Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't?